Oh. Look at the day.
Oh yeah, that's different.
Yeah. So you did Quintero too, huh?
I worked with DiTomaso from 1969 to about 1965 when he left to go to Maserati. We did. I was the only designer there. So.
Oh, really?
So we did the Pantera, the Duville, Longchamp. His Formula One car that did turn out very well.
Beautiful. Let me open that hood.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I closed it for the photo.
Well, there you be. Here's your masterpiece. No. Sure is pretty. Women love it.
They like really the proportions, you know.
They do.
Females are very sensitive to proportions. My car, well, my car. My wife doesn't like cars. You know. She's a principal of a junior high school. Very tough on, good organizer. But when she sees a car that has bad proportions, she recognizes it right away.
Really?
And she likes a number of cars, but all the cars that she likes have nice proportions.
Amazing.
That's actually, when you like a car, that's what you like.
You're looking at the balance of
the
looking
at it, yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's sometimes why some of these cars turn out so badly also, because you have these directors that come in and say, no, I don't like this, I want that and that. And they're not sensitive to the proportions of the car.
To the line.
To the line.
And the line is everything.
They think of concepts, you know.
Right.
You know, concept is, designer, actually we're not really designers, we're also stylists.
Mm-hmm.
The design, the concept is one thing, but then you've got to do it right,
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Shakespearean actor. I mean, we all know what he's going to say.
It's how he delivers it.
How he delivers it, yeah.
Right. Well, this sure is sweet. I mean, it really is sweet, and I just love everything. It's so subtle. And what it does is put smiles on people's faces mm-hmm. when they see it, honest to God.
You know, some of the detail work back then, I mean, you don't see these today, like these windows and all this going on. And it's very ornate, but it's very delicate and very, it's like almost like silverware.
It's not overpowering. It's just enough enhancement.
Absolutely.
And I love the layout of the inside.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right there.
Yeah. Well, back then when we were designing interiors, it was a very functional thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we used very exquisite material, let's say, wood and leather, and that was the difference.
When there wasn't a bottom line.
Yeah, exactly.
Precisely.
Even the wheels are very nice, the Borani wheels.
Mm. Yeah, I love the Boranis. They're really pretty. I hate polishing them.
Well, this is a real treat to meet you.
Real pleasure. This is going to be
all
over
this
way.
For a long time.
do you know Carrie's web address?
No, what we'll do is it's on his card.
Oh, okay. We'll email it. Go to this site. You will not believe it. This is like the master of the 330.
Oh, well, and Tom Yang, too.
But these guys will go.
Yeah, mail me the address when I get back here.
Oh, we will.
Oh, we will. We'll email you, absolutely.
We will.
We'll send you some of the pictures, too.
Okay.
Throw darts at him. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine.
Really,
thank
really
you so
pleasure
much.
Meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you. If you have more fun, I'll be around here.
Yeah, I tell you, if they want us to go out in the field, it'd be my honor to let you drive us out there.
Okay.
And the motor's just been redone. It's got about 200 miles on it.
I hope I don't
ruin
it.
No, you won't ruin it. So you thought that clutch was stiff?
Well, I'm not used to driving. It's the same thing on the Daytona and also on the BB Boxer. Very stiff clutches. I just never got used to that.
Yeah, well, they are once you get in another American car.
It's a good exercise, right?
I guess. Hey, it's been a real treat. Thank you so much. We'll see you around.
Thank you.